Hebrews chapter 4 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. There's times it's easy to come, and then there's times you're overburdened or completely saddled down with things, and sometimes you just don't get the choice, and these things just get laid on you, and you have to make that decision to step out of this environment, because this environment will control you. If you don't watch it, it'll control everything. You get so used to being controlled, you don't come out of it. You have to come out of the control system of this world. It's set up to control. It's set up to manage you. And sometimes we get tired, or sometimes we get overburdened or busy, or sometimes we get a lot of things on our plate, whether you ask for it or not. And God designed, instead of us constantly wanting God to come and encounter us here, He designed us to come out. And as we come out, you can get very skilled at this. You can unload anything. This system has no authority in the heavenly places. There's nothing in the system that cannot break off of you. If you get high enough, praise God. But if you get high enough in the spirit, the right hand of God, it'll break. It'll break. And that's why He calls us to do this by faith. And not by works. Because sometimes you work for feeling, you can't get by feeling. But you can get by faith. You grab that, you lay hold. And the master key to so much of this is focus. You have to have some preset image. The throne of grace cannot be, or any of these realms that we move in, it cannot just be an obscure place that you're just trying to move to. You'll blank out. That's why when the revelation comes, it comes by light. He gives you light. That's why you want to pray. Two prayers you should pray for every day is spirit of wisdom and revelation. The eye of your heart be flooded with light, and pray for dunamis. You need both of them. But as He floods you with light, God is a God of imagery. Jesus taught an imagery. Revelation comes. It builds an image. That image is what you have to lock into. If you don't lock into, the world system's going to flood your mind, your imagery bank, your soul with its image. And it'll grab your soul and it'll pull you in. And so while your lips are moving, your mind is somewhere else. I mean, have you ever done, praying in tongues. Now, praying in tongues doesn't need your mind. You can read the Bible. You can watch TV. You can watch Terminator and pray in tongues. Praise God. But that is awesome. I kind of grew up, praying in tongues. My spiritual father, he was the tongue master. Praise God. He was the man when it came to praying in tongues. And so you didn't need your mind. But boy, this kind of prayer is a little more difficult. It kind of separates the men from the boys, the lady from the girls. It separates because you have to have that focus factor. And the more your heart gets flooded down, it's harder to focus. So you got to have that image that you lock into. It's not like an image in your mind where you're trying to paint something. It's more of an awareness image. If you don't have that image, you won't have it a lock. If you don't lock, your imagery bank will be pulled by the world, because the enemy will flood your image bank with his system. It doesn't have to actually necessarily be sin. It can just be toil, labor, to-do list. You're sitting there praying, trying to enter in the right hand of God, moving in the throne of grace, and you got this imagery bank saying, take the trash out, or got to take care of that situation, got to fix that situation. You know, and it doesn't matter whatever's going on in your life. Got to clean the room or whatever. Got to get the oil changed. You know, all these things. Got to hairdryer. Your to-do list for today. Okay, 2 o'clock, 3. Your mouth is moving, but your image center is somewhere else. It's at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, yesterday, tomorrow, or cares of this life, or general responsibility. And because the image center gets pulled out, you're not going to get seated properly. And that part's the hard part for people, because they don't know how to get that image center back centered and get it focused. It's a skill set. And if you don't learn the skill set, you won't move in these realms very often. You'll just stop doing this. You'll just listen to the revelation, say amen, but you won't do it, because it requires that skill set to learn. But once you learn the skill set, you'll move more freely in these realms. You have to learn that, because if you're very cranial, you know what I mean by cranial? Mind. If you're like that, whatever. It's hard to get out of that realm because you're locked in all the time. You got to get in the heart realm. It's a image, but he says, the man thinketh, say thinketh in his heart, say think in his heart. So is he not thinketh in the mind. So dropping down in that awareness center and getting that image. When I go to the throne of grace, I don't see every single thing, but I've approached the throne of grace multiple times. There's times I could see the ceilings and they're, to me, I mean, when I see them, they're domed, they're arched like a moon arch, and there's pillars on the right and left. And I actually see murals up there. I don't go focus on and know what mural there is, but I know I can see it. I'm aware it's there. That's the way it is. And I'm aware of the pillars. Now, I do that like I see that carpet of red, just like that carpet of green, but it's red. Why do I do that? Because I'm trying to lock. When I step in, I got to lock. I'm inside. Used to, I'd be just aware of the walls around me, and that told me I'm inside, but that carpet makes me lock in. It's the new living way. As I walk on it, that's the blood. I'm walking on the blood. I'm washed. I'm justified. I'm cleansed. Now, all of that's part of the image that we're moving into, the awareness, and you're speaking and you're seeing at the same time, not through the mind, but through the heart. The best way I could describe it is close your eyes and be aware of the environment you're in. Do you see the wall on the right or left? Can you see that wall without looking at it? You can know it's there. You kind of got an awareness of what it looks like. That's called awareness. That's how we move through awareness. That awareness has to be focused. Your focus is everything. Eye of your heart. If it be focused, if it be singularly interwoven, your whole body, your spirit will be flooded with light. But if your eye be evil, poneris, the word evil is poneris, means full of toil, labor, the world. If the world gets the eye of your heart, it'll govern your life. It just will. You just won't move where you're supposed to move. So we need to keep that eye focused, full of light, presenting it for circumcision constantly, getting it before him. And as we do this, as we stay in that image center, you'll move more freely. And every time God wants to bring you to a new level, he's going to give you a new image. Like today, not only are we going to go up to the Father, sometimes I'll just move by faith if I'm not feeling. Sometimes someone are waiting to feel something, and I sometimes don't feel anything till I get to the lily's grace. Pretty much always feel that. Sometimes I'll feel it at the throne of grace. But sometimes people are waiting, and because they don't feel anything, they don't think anything's happening. And so they stop, or they don't feel unworthy to go higher or move higher. And because of that, they pull back and they don't realize there may be a blessing right there on the other side and you got to press through it. That's why he says, come boldly to find grace, help in your time of need. Say grace, mercy, and help. Well, if you didn't need grace, mercy, and help, sometimes, well, I come boldly if I feel good. No, come boldly if everything's messed up. I mean, if you feel good and everything's good, you don't need a mercy and help in time of your need. Come boldly just as you are. He's inviting you to come just the way you are. That's hard for people to do that when they got junk in the trunk. It's very hard for them to go to God with all that, but that's what he requires. He's asking you by faith to bring it to him, and he'll unload it. Then as you go higher, as we go higher, sometimes in these realms, I'll just do them by faith. Sometimes I'm feeling them, sometimes I'm not. But I'm always got a mission. You got a destination. Some of your destination is the lily's grace. Others is the tree of life. Some is the Father. You want to get to the love of the Father. Mine's the realm in the Father. And to me, I call it the realm of the crown. It's like, the way I see it, there's these white ivory step-like things that you walk up into this realm, and that's where the realm of joint heirship, same thing, realm of the crown, realm of joint heirship. You go in there, you get crowned there, and then you come back here. And as we do that, there's a lot of things happen there, very powerful. And we're going to see the result of those as time progresses. I'm pretty much sure most of the body of Christ has missed the timing. In this season we're in, God's got something working right now, and we're just going to have to let him do it. Amen. Because God is like, he's like everybody. Ain't nobody out there has the handle on the timing right now. We're all in a limbo, like, okay, where are we? What's going on? we kind of know the end game. We know what's going to happen, but okay, where is things happening right now? We'll just have to let all this play out. Then God will say, I had it the whole time, and we'll go, amen. Praise God. But right now, we need to stay fixed, focused on the crown. We need to stay focused where we are, unified, union, abiding. Besides, it just feels amazing. You get all that on you, and you have to be able to unload. If you don't, it'll bury you, and you can't get unseated. And so these are the times you relock into your image. You get back in there, surrender, circumcision, lily's grace. Beautiful time for the lily's grace. Amen. The rest, say the rest, the beautiful rest. So today we're going to go as far as we can go today, and we'll see where the Lord takes us. Amen.